This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Mishnayis Lili Nishmas, my father, Moshe Yitzchok Ben Doiv, also L'schus Refuah Shlema for Kol Chole Am Yisrael, also L'schus Kol Am Yisrael, especially those who are Nesun and Betzorah over Shivya. We're up to Meseches Sanhedrin, Perik Tes Mishnah Dalet. We're talking about Misais Bezdin, when someone is put to death by Bezdin. And now we're going to talk about what happens if he does an Avera, or he somehow or another else is Mechuyiv, two different kinds of Misa. Which one do they give him? How do they put him to death? Mishin is Chayiv B'Shtei Misa. A person somehow or another is Mechuyiv, two types of Misa. Shtei Misa is Bezdin, Nidan B'Chamura. He is given the more stringent way of dying, the more stringent way of Misa, not the more lenient one. So, for example, Skila is the most difficult one, stringent one. That would be if he did something that he was mechuyev Skila and something else, he would get Skila. That's the one that he would be killed with. Avar Avera Shiesh Ba Shtei Misas. What happens if he did one Avera, that Avera, somehow or another, has two forms of death into it. And we're going to explain that in a second, that there are sometimes, within doing one act, he could be over two Averas. Nidon Bechamura. He is, again, given the more stringent way or the more difficult way of being put to death. Rabbi Yossi says, no, he argues on this that it's not the more difficult one, but it is the first one that he is encumbered by or that he is liable to. Nidoin bezika harishana. He is put to death by the first one that he is given as a, that he is mechuyev to as a misa or that he's liable to as a misa. That was on him. So the example that's given in the Gemara is a person who has relations with his mother-in-law, and his mother-in-law is married. So therefore, he's mechuyev two misos. One is for a married lady, and the other one is for the fact that she's his mother-in-law. Now, they get two different kinds of misa, but his mother-in-law, v'hi eshes ish, she's a married woman. V'hi chamura v'sreifa, the more stringent one, is to get burning rather than to get saif, be killing with a sword. V'hi chamoise, a mother-in-law is killed with sreifa, or the one who has relations with his mother-in-law. V'leki eshes ish, she'bechenek, and not with the eshes ish. I'm sorry, I made a mistake before. It's not with saif, it's with chenek. Right, so he would get sreifa. He would get punished with burning. If it's the more stringent one, however, bezika reshoina. Now, this is possible that she was his mother-in-law only after she was married, meaning she was married first, and then. She had this daughter, and then later on, while she's still married, he marries her daughter. So he was usher to her from way back when because she's a married woman, and therefore she's an Ashes ish, and the Ashes ish gets chenek, or someone who has relations with an Ashes ish gets chenek. Only later on does it come that he would get sreifa. Because of mother-in-law. However, that's not counted anymore because it's Zika HaRishayna Shabalav, the one that he is liable to first in his life, in his experience, he was always Asa to her in a Isser that he would have gotten Chenek for. And therefore he gets that because that's the first one. Yasher Koach and have a great day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.